Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Yuma Nun Amud Beis, 50b, page 100 in Yuma. We're dealing with the par that the Kohen Gadol brings on Yom Kippur as an atonement for himself, his family, and the Kohanim. And if you'll take a quick glance at the next daf, you'll see the parameters which prompt the discussion which we are having. Turn to Nun Aleph Amud Beis, 51b, pagination 102. On the top line, Asher Lo Amar Rachmana, the Torah says that this animal is owned by him, Mishalohu Mevi. He has to bring it. He has to buy it. It has to be his. And the Gemara continues and says, well, maybe that's just coming to exclude that it's not bought from communal funds because it's not a communal animal. But it is for atonement for Echav HaKohanim, for the Kohanim, because there's a process on Yom Kippur in terms of the vidui. First, it's for himself, his immediate family, then there's the Kohanim, then there's the entire Jewish people. So this animal that's for the Kohanim, maybe Asher Lo doesn't come to exclude the participation financially of the Kohanim. And the Gemara says, no, Asher Lo, it has to be his. Even to the point, Shina HaKosov Olov La'akev, if other people, b'di'evet, after the fact, did participate in the purchase, it would not be good. It has to be truly his. What's interesting is that somehow, even though it's his, Echav HaKohanim Miskaprim Bo, his brothers, the Kohanim, are included in the Karbon. And the question is, what exactly is the dynamic? Essentially, who owns this Karbon? It's bought by the Kohen Gadol exclusively, but somehow the Kapara extends to Echav HaKohanim, the other Kohanim. So let's take a look at this Gemara, Nun Amud Beis, 50b, pagination 100 on the fourth line, Gufa we learned. Boy, Rabbi Elazar asked, L'divrei ha'omer par yom ha'kipurim karban yachid osa temura o eina osa temura. This unique carbon that we just described, can it be done as an exchange? Will an exchange take effect or not? There's a halacha of temura, which is that if a person tries to exchange the kedusha of an animal onto another animal, v'yahu usemura so yihya kodesh, it and its trade and its replacement shall both be holy. However, as Rashi tells us on the third line, Karban hashutvin ein osin temura. If a karban is owned by partners, then there is no temura. This doesn't work. So, maikami boilei, what exactly is the question? Because if it's a straight shutvin, then of course it doesn't work. The question was, ibasa makdish azlinon, or basa mischaper azlinon. What we were wondering was, if we follow the person who made it kadosh, the person who made the purchase, in which case it's a singular person, and he could make a temura, or do we follow the people who are getting atonement through it, and if so, it's owned by many people, the entire Kohanim group, and therefore you cannot make a temura. And really, we're trying to delve to the essence of whose carbon is it. The Gemara says, Pshita, debasa mischaper azlinon. It's well known, it's obvious, that temura follows the mischaper. Skip a line, v'hamischaper osa bo temura. There's a brisa that says that it's the person who's getting the atonement, not the person who made it holy, but the person who's getting the atonement, who has the power to make the Temura, and in this case, clearly, since they're Shutvim, they're partners, so if it's dependent on the person who's getting the Kapara, then it's not going to be able to be made into a Temura, because it is Mischaper in the form of a partnership. The end of the next line, La'olam, Pshitale debasa mischaper as linan. Of course, we follow who is getting the kapara. V'achakami boile. But what we were wondering was like this. We're revising or refining the question. Echav hakohanim, his brothers the kohanim, bikivi usa mischapri, are they official parts of the karban? They are established parts of the karban, meaning they're shutvim, they're partners in it. Odilma, or maybe, a new concept, Bikufya mischapri. They're piggybacking on the Kohen Gadol. Really, it's the Kohen Gadol's karban, and they're able to piggyback. Rashi says that the word kufya is the same as tsafa, to float. Something floats over something else, like a piece of wood on top of water. So that's kufya, floating. So they're piggybacking on the back of the Kohen Gadol according to this approach, but they're not intrinsically partners in the karban. And again, we're using the Temura example as the way to understand what their relationship here is. Temura will not take place if it's a shutvis, but if you tell me that it's bekufya mischapri, they're not shutvis, they're not partners. They're just piggybacking on him, and really, it's his karban. Again, everything is sourced from the fact that the pasuk kept saying asher lo, that this karban has to be owned by the Kohen Gadol. And therefore, on the one hand, it looks like a karban yachid. On the other hand, we know that they're all getting atonement. Somehow, they're partners here. Is it a partnership, or is it a piggyback? Let's turn the page to where we were beginning before to appreciate the Gemara's question, and the Gemara concludes with its answer on Nun Aleph Amid Beis 51b, pagination 102, about 9 lines from the top. The first word on the line is La'akev. Uletaimech, according to your reasoning, Echov HaKohanim Ilav Dekanu Begavei Heichim Iskap Mechaper Luhu. If they don't have a kinyan in it, a partnership in it, how could it possibly be that they get their atonement? Elashayni beGaza de Aaron, but rather the way it's working over here, which we mentioned in a previous share, based on this Gemara, the Rambam words it quite beautifully. Da afgurei rachmona gabe echav hakohanim. The Torah makes portions of the karban Hefker towards his brothers, the Kohanim, so that they too have a share in the karban. Hacha gabe tmura nami shani begoza de aron de afkure rachmona gabe echav hakohanim, and they are indeed partners in the karban, and therefore regarding tmura, you wouldn't be able to do a tmura because it's being mischaper for partners, and it gives us the insight into how this carbon is working. Indeed, it has to be asher lo, it has to be his, but they're not piggybacking on him. The Torah actually takes what's his, what he did as an act of service, as the Kohen Gadol, purchasing the animal, and extended its ownership to include the Kohanim. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.